Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. This is your host, Estelle. Are you guys staying safe during this novel coronavirus outbreak? Hope you all are safe and sound. 武汉肺炎爆发，希望大家都是平平安安、健健康康的。来和大家分享几个相关的用语。皇冠的西班牙文呢是 corona， 而 corona 在英文中呢则是拿来表示冠状物。而 virus 大家都知道是病毒的意思，所以冠状病毒呢就是 coronavirus。而造成这次武汉肺炎的新型冠状病毒，英文是 novel coronavirus。要特别注意这里的新型，我们用的是 novel 这个字，和小说是同一个字，但是作为形容词使用时 ，novel 的意思是新的、新颖的。而以下是世界卫生组织 World Health Organization WHO 建议大众保持健康，避免被传染应该要做的事。Number one.Frequently clean hands by using alcohol-based hand rub or soap and water. 常常使用酒精或肥皂和水来清洁手部。Number two, when coughing and sneezing, cover your mouth and nose with flexed elbow or tissue. Throw away the tissue immediately and wash your hands. 咳嗽打喷嚏要弯起手臂或是使用卫生纸来遮住口鼻。然后要马上丢掉卫生纸并且洗手。 3. Avoid close contact with anyone who has a fever and or cough. 避免和发烧和咳嗽的人近距离接触。 Number 4. If you have a fever, cough, and difficulty breathing, seek medical care early and share previous travel history with your healthcare provider.若有发烧咳嗽，要尽快就医，并将旅行记录告知医疗单位。Number 5. The consumption of raw or undercooked animal products should be avoided. 避免食用生食或是未煮熟的食物。And aside from wearing a mask, my way of protecting myself from the disease is to avoid going to places that are crowded.But, you know, when you're in Taipei, this basically means stay at home and not going anywhere. And in times like this, Netflix becomes your best friend. You can kill time by watching your favorite shows or movies. And today's video is about a Netflix original film titled Marriage Story. 今天的影片呢，就是关于一部 Netflix 原创电影，叫做《婚姻故事》。I watched this movie the other day,And I think it's a great movie. Both the leading actor and the leading actress did an amazing job in the film. Go check it out sometime. But now, it's time for our sentence of the day. But you're kind of trying to capture something spontaneous and ordinary, but you know you're only going to use seconds of it. 慢点再来一次。But you're kind of trying to capture something spontaneous and ordinary. But you know you're only going to use seconds of it. 我们来看看今天句子的发音。But you're 没什么问题。You are 缩写在一起发音就会变成 your 跟你的 your 是一样的发音。然后看到这边的 kind of 这边要连起来 ，D 结尾 ，O 开头 ，kind of， 然后这边的 F 呢，其实不需要发出气音，只要轻轻咬一下嘴唇就可以带到下一个字 ，kind of trying to， 然后看到 capture 这个单字 ，capture 它的 A 发的是 a 蝴蝶音，嘴巴要打开往旁边张，然后舌头往下压 a。Capture, 然后 capture 的 T-U-R-E 的发音呢和 teacher 的 ch 音一样 capture 再来看到 spontaneous 这个字有点长 spontaneous 它的重音呢要放在第二音节这边 T 的部分然后这个 A 呢发的是长音 A spontaneous 然后它的 E发的其实是 I 的音 ，OU 发 spontaneous。再来看到 ordinary 这个字 ，ordinary 它的 低呢，其实可以不用发出来，只要发一个嗯的鼻音就好，然后稍微有点顿一下的感觉。Ordinary, ordinary. 然后低后面的 I 发的音是介于 I 跟 A 之间。Ordinary, ordinary. 再来看到 seconds, seconds, D-S 结尾的音，大家应该都知道怎么发，只是提醒一下 z, z, z.Seconds, seconds of it, 后面的 of it 可以连起来 ，F 发成 V 的音 of it, seconds of it. 今天的句子抑扬顿挫的部分，主要是在念到 spontaneous 的时候，语调可以上扬来带出后面的另外一个形容词 ordinary, spontaneous and ordinary. 然后遇到逗点一样可以停顿喘口气，像这样。But you're kind of trying to capture something spontaneous and ordinary, but you know you're only going to use seconds of it. 接下来我们来看看今天要学习的重点单字。第一个来看到 kind of, kind of. Kind 作为名词使用时意思是种类，而 kind of 是一个副词片语，它是非常口语的用法，意思是有点，可以这样说，或是差不多，口语上常在不是很确定的语气中使用。那举例来说， Most people in Taipei kind of think it's weird to stand on the left side of an escalator.多数台北人都认为站在电扶梯左边有点怪，因为 kind of 的 F 音其实很不明显，那再更口语一点，有人会直接念成 kinda, kinda, 直接省略了 F 的音，写法直接浓缩成一个字 K-I-N-D-A, kinda, 那要特别注意它是一个很不正式的用法，只有在网络用语啊，或是和朋友传简讯的时候才会拼成 kinda。 第二个字我们来看到 captureCapture, 它是动词，它可以指实体上的捕捉，像是俘虏、俘获或是用武力来夺取，像是 Our enemy captured hundreds of our best fighters. 敌国俘虏了好几名我们最好的战士。那 capture 也可以表示抽象的捕捉，像是用文字或图像表现、描绘、刻画，或是用相机、摄影机来拍摄、设置。For example, the journalist captured a terrifying scene of a violent argument. 该名记者用文字捕捉了暴力冲突的可怕场面。那这边要特别注意 ,journalist 指的是文字记者，而我们常说的 reporter 则是拿麦克风讲话的播报员、播报记者。再来造一个和今天影片用法相同的例句。The model's charisma is barely captured in this set of photos. 这组照片几乎没有捕捉到模特儿的魅力。再来我们来看到下一个单字 spontaneous. Spontaneous, 它是形容词，意思是不由自主的、无意识的、自然的或是自发的。像是 The audience burst into spontaneous laughter right after the stand-up comedian delivered the punchline.单口喜剧演员一讲完笑点，观众们便不由自主的哈哈大笑。这个字也很常以副词形态 spontaneously 出现，像是 A smile spontaneously appears on my face every time I set eyes on him. 每当我一看见他，脸上便会不由自主的浮现笑容。今天的最后一个单字，我们来看到 ordinary, ordinary.它是形容词，意思是普通的、平常的、平凡的或是一般的。For example, we are all ordinary people trying to make something extraordinary out of our lives. 我们都只是想要在生命中创造非凡的平凡人。Extra 的意思是额外的、格外的、超出的，所以在 ordinary 前面加上 extra， 意思就变成了超凡的、非凡的。要注意发音会变成 extraordinary， A 和 OR 连起来发成 or， extraordinary， extraordinary。 好的，我们再来念一次今天的句子。But you're kind of trying to capture something spontaneous and ordinary, but you know you're only going to use seconds of it. So in this video, the director of the film Noah Baumbach talked about how he filmed the opening sequence. It's also one of my favorite parts of the entire film. Just as the director says, It's an interesting way to establish the two main characters and create a kind of rhythm for the movie. Well, even though I've never been married or had any relationship that resembles that of the two main characters, I am still very touched by the movie. It shows the contradiction of two people deeply in love with each other while they cannot stand to be together anymore. And this movie has really good pacing. It makes you laugh and cry, but you still have this warm feeling. I really recommend this movie. 大家没事在家可以打开 Netflix 来看一下，真的超级好看。All right, that's a wrap for today's pronunciation challenge. If you have already watched Marriage Story, tell me your thoughts. And don't forget to record your own pronunciation challenge. See you next time. Bye!